About 4,000 lateral entry teachers currently work in classrooms across North Carolina. They came to the profession late. They're changing careers and often teaching in hard-to-staff schools and subjects while also taking classes to earn a full teaching license. Liz Schlemmer reports there's a new initiative aimed at helping them get there.
Cyrus Henson gets to his classroom each morning at 7:15 after an hour-long commute through the foothills of western North Carolina. He teaches a full day of math to freshmen, then stays until 6 to prepare for the next day.
Yeah, I have this very large stack of papers here that are in need of grading, and then that still does not include work that I will also take home with me that I will do while I'm cooking dinner or clothes or washing.
And at home on the weekends, he's taking classes online toward his teaching license. That might sound exhausting, but he says this schedule is a big improvement over his last semester.
There was little sleep. There was no exercising. Most of my weeks, I mean, I pulled 12, 13-hour days.
Henson is on a deadline to earn his teaching license. He has a bachelor's degree in English, but was hired to teach math at High Brighton High in rural Caldwell County when the school was in a pinch. Now he's in his second year teaching on a provisional license. He's tried several avenues to get licensed, including pursuing a master's degree in education, taking night classes.
I remember when I was working on that master's program, there were several nights where I stayed up all night and then came in and taught the next day. I know I had one night where I literally did not leave school at all.
Henson says his options for licensure were complicated and slow and tough while being a first-year teacher.
I was trying to make the program work. It just wasn't going to happen with what the reality was in front of me.
So he quit teaching and went back to his previous job at Lowe's. Several months later, the school called him again with another math vacancy. He went back but still had the same problem with getting his license. Then a colleague told him about a new route to licensure, Pathway to Practice.
Pathway to Practice is an all-online, self-paced, competency-based program.
Allison Winsler is the new program's coordinator.
By that I mean students complete different activities and tasks that show that they have a full understanding of the material.
The program was designed by education professors at NC State and UNC Chapel Hill to train and meet the needs of teachers like Henson. Only teachers currently employed on a provisional license can participate.
Because there's so many lateral entry teachers from across the state that aren't completing the lateral entry requirements and therefore don't get fully licensed. In addition, the attrition rates of these teachers are higher.
A little more than half of lateral entry teachers in North Carolina either don't finish their requirements or quit teaching within 5 years. Henson was almost one of them. Now he's in the first cohort of the new online program.
I emailed Allison and she got back to me like that. It's been just a very quick process.
Henson is hopeful that he can now manage his workload and earn his full license in about a year.
Even though I've only been working on it for a few weeks, it is a lot more efficient. It is a lot more practical.
He says he's learning things he can apply right away with his students, but it's also more practical because it fits into his life as a full-time teacher.
I was able to come in on my own time and my own terms and not have to worry about making sure I have an assignment done by this particular date. I was actually able to put in some more thought without worrying about just having to get it done.
The program's creators say that's the point, not just to license more teachers out in the field, but to train thoughtful, effective teachers who will stay. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.